Joe Smith time at 7:46 here at WGCL. Smitty, say hello to your good friend, the world-famous Chuck Crabb.
Well, I become a Twin Lakes fan this weekend, Chuck.
Yeah,
that's
going
to be a great experience for you. Yeah. Best of luck to those boys.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Joe. Yeah, it's a community that, much like any other, Joe, it's one where the parents have gotten out in the community and people are coming out.
Beating the bushes?
Sold, I don't know how many thousand tickets they sold.
Where did they
play
their semi-state?
They were at Huntington.
Oh,
had the gym packed.
I saw it on Twitter, yeah.
Yeah, they had two sides of the place, all red and white for Twin Lakes. So
I've been some good pictures on Facebook there of the family, so it's been great to follow the progress of the boys.
Absolutely.
And just a reminder, all those games are on Fox Sports Indiana. You can watch those on your...
Yeah,
on
they'll be there.
Yeah.
Wherever you see the Pacers. You can watch all those
full
games.
Full day of hoops.
Well, Chuck had a full night of hoops last night, Joe. How about the Terry Moran-led Indiana Hoosiers? Not even they broke a sweat in a good way because they blew the doors off SMU.
Well, I tell you, the postseason winning continues. The defense is getting better. And, hey, that's a pretty good combination, doggone it, for this time of year. And Terry Moran's Indiana women continue to play in the WNIT as the Hoosiers mop the floor and put the defensive clamps on SMU 64-44 Thursday night at the Simon Scott Assembly Hall to move into the WNIT Elite Eight, matching that run that they had 4 years ago. This team, though, is turning into something special as Coach Terry's crew posted win number 23, holding the Mustangs to 28% shooting last night, and a shooting star in senior Carly McBride. She turned in a dandy when points really were tough to come by. The senior scored 17 points, drilling out 4 3-pointers. She had 5 rebounds and 2 assists. Amanda Cahill, the junior, came through with 10 points and had a team-high 9 rebounds. And how about the play inside of Jen Anderson? And that was key with 8 points and 6 rebounds. And Alexis Gassian, the other senior, 8 points and a team-high 9 assists. Tyra Buss added 8 points in the victory. But it was one, really, for the seniors. It's 79th win, a program record, as McBride, Anderson, and Gassian combined for 33 points, 20 rebounds, and 12 assists, entertaining the crowd that reached over 3,000 last night on the McCracken court. And like they did against St. Louis, the defense put a stranglehold on SMU the opening 8 minutes, holding the Mustangs to 4 points. And by the way, that was the 15th time this year that they've held opponents to single digits in a quarter. And they took it from there, building a 17-point lead the opening half. They led by 10 at half, built it back to 16 at the end of three, and then closed out things with a 21-point fourth quarter, its 10th 20-point win of the season. So the next hurdle as we move along now in the Elite Eight, Villanova out of the Big East. They're 19-14. They played them all on the road in the tournament, and they won in overtime at James Madison last night, 69-67. They're still through two other teams representing the Big Ten still playing. Iowa reached its 20th victory with a solid win over Colorado State, 80-62, and Michigan 25-9 now, and they put the clamps on St. John's, holding them to 40 points and beating them 60-40. So Indiana is bracketed along with Michigan in that particular side of the bracket, so we'll just wait and see how Sunday games go. But mentioning Sunday, tip-off will be at 2 o'clock against Villanova. By the way, mentioning hoops, Arizona knocked out as the 2 seed, ruining some brackets, but we have plenty of activity again tonight starting on the radio, and our first game up tonight will be Butler and North Carolina playing in the regional semis down in Memphis. That'll be followed by South Carolina, Baylor, and then the late games, Wisconsin, Florida. Those latter two will be in the East Regional at Madison Square Garden. And then the profile game tonight will be at 9:30 as second seed Kentucky battles Steve Alford and the third seeded UCLA Bruins. Again, tip off 9:30. So Westwood One supplying all of that to us on the airwaves is starting tonight at 6:30. Well, from junior all-stars to all-state for Misters Coyle and Challo, Chance and Musa, named by the Indiana Basketball Coaches Association, Supreme 15 underclassmen all-state team that was announced Thursday, you recall, earlier in the week. They were named as the junior all-stars and will be playing the Indiana all-stars here later in the spring. And also congrats, honorable mention out to all-stater Edgewood's Cooper Bybee, who scored over 1,000 points in a brilliant four-year career out at EHS. He, too, on the list by the Indiana Basketball Coaches Association. So, March Madness continuing again. Our first game again tonight, Butler, North Carolina, tip off a little past 7 o'clock.
And brackets were busted, Joe, and that is the time of the season it is. Sean Miller has still not reached a Final Four with Arizona. Gene Cady Jr. had a tough one last night with Kansas. John Beilein's last 90 seconds against Oregon was less than stellar, to say the least there. Thinks he's going to get fouled. They don't. They don't have a play to run. They go home with a timeout. It was just Alonzo Trier dribbling around. The end of the West Virginia game, West Virginia-Oregon.
Yeah,
West Virginia's down.
This is where you define all the what-ifs. What-ifs that didn't. You know, and that's why
West Virginia had the ball for 37 seconds down three and didn't shoot a two.
That wasn't half the story. I stayed up till 10-1 this morning to watch Arizona go down and score but 1 point in the final near 4 minutes of the ball game.
Two.
So
that's
you know, hey.
And you can see who the pressure affects and who it doesn't affect, and kids that make plays get the credit. But
the Blewett kid out of Park Tudor, he again had another fantastic game. But, you know, he was part of that team that was expected to go a long way last year, and they made the Sweet 16 and then got beat. And now here they come in playing as the 11th seed, and they're in the Elite Eight.
One of the last teams in the tournament. And that's the point. You got to play. And that's Chris Mack's first win in the Sweet 16 in four trips.
Yeah.
So everything's happening. It's all going on. Empty Madison Square Garden tonight. That's fine. Wisconsin won't mind. Florida's the favorite there. If Wisconsin can get by, they get the winner of what? South Carolina and Baylor, is that right?
Yeah, right.
Interesting on that. And then obviously the South is where all the action's at. Butler, North Carolina, as you mentioned, at 7. And then that'll be followed by Kentucky, UCLA. I will stay up for that. It's Friday night. I can do Friday
night. Bruins owned one already against the UK Kitties. So we'll
beat them at Rupp. And they scored.
They can make it to two in a row.
100 points or so against them. So it was an offensive. Did you have a good birthday yesterday?
Yeah. We had a nice breakfast with the Kitties and the rest of the crew's coming in this weekend. So I guess in the Smith household, if it's a Thursday, Friday, or Saturday, it's
Weekender.
All weekend type thing. So
that's for certain.
We like that, buddy. All right, thanks for the update.
All righty.
Good job as always. We'll come back, talk NCAA swimming, get us all caught up on the calendar for the rest of the Hoosier weekend at 8:45. And I celebrated a little bit for you yesterday, but not enough to get me to the end of the Purdue game, so that was good. Got to bed early. Big party. All right, good job as always, buddy.
All righty, we'll see you in a bit.
All right, here we go. Joe Smith time on a Big Show Friday. Joe, say hello to your buddy Julie Warren from visitbloomington.com. Well, if I hit the right button, he sure will. There went my perfect game for the week. We thought we had a perfect game.
So close.
Let's try. And ready, 3, 2. And Joe, say hello to your good friend Julie Warren from Visit Bloomington.
Good to have you back, Julie.
Thanks, Joe. It's good to be
back. Flew away last week, huh?
Yes, indeed. Yeah, it was nice. Nice little getaway. Yeah.
Good
what is the temperature of that pool, Julie?
It's not as warm as I'd like it to be. The air temperature is also very cold, so that when you get out, it's a little...
They want you to rent more towels.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, just give me a towel.
Or a robe. Do you have anything in a cashmere?
They did not.
But the chlorine level, Joe, let me tell you. Whoa, baby.
We were sanitized, let me tell you.
And we're talking about pools and slipping and sliding. Mm-hmm. Well, we've got divers and swimmers just up the road, Smitty, and the Hoosiers are in the top 7 or 8 heading into the weekend at the NCAA Swimming and Diving National Championships at the Natatorium in Indianapolis.
Well, a national championship to compete for this weekend at the IU Natatorium for Ray Luce's swimmers and Drew Johansson's divers. And, well, diving front and center on Thursday night is Drew's crew helped the swimmers move into fifth place at the NCAA championships. Texas is in first place right now, followed by California, Florida, and North Carolina State, and then the Hoosiers. But Indiana paced by a pair of top three finishes in the 1 meter diving final as Michael Hickson and James Conner, the Australian, finished second and third, respectively. It was actually the first time Indiana's had a pair in the top three of the championships in 48 years. And then in the pool, well, the Hoosiers, talking about things done over a long period of time, had their best showing in the 400. 200 medley relay in 37 years as the team of Bob Glover, along with former Bloomington South state champion Ian Finnerty, Vinny Lonzo, who recently celebrated the birthday, and Olympian Blake Peroni placed sixth with a time of 3:03. The 200-free relay team of Ali Kahalafala, Blake Peroni, Sam Lorenz, and Josh Romani tied for seventh. And individually, Marwan El-Kamash set the school record for a second time Thursday in the championship of the 500-free finals. So the two relay teams, the two divers, El-Kamash earning All-America honors, while the others were accorded honorable mention All-American, so congrats there. And the national championship will go on the line on Saturday night at the IU Natatorium. Well, going inside some numbers, the most important one, 64-44. How about the defensive yield? Is Indiana for a fourth time this year has held an opponent under 50 points as Terry Moore and Screw advance to the Elite Eight as they will play Villanova at 2 o'clock at the Simon Scott Assembly Hall on Sunday afternoon after smashing the Mustangs by 20. They're now 15-2 at home, and the home court advantage has also seen them play some pretty good defense, highlighted by what went on last night. SMU held to 28% shooting, and now Indiana 11-0 when holding opponents under 60. So good things are happening at the defensive end, and you know, it's a time for these seniors. We talked about Jen Anderson and Carly McBride, who had a big game last night with 17 points, including 4 3-pointers. Alexis Gassian continues to play well. She had a team-high 9 assists. That was their 79th program win in their four-year careers. And, 80 sounds better than 79, and they get an opportunity to advance forward in the WNIT as they put a point, exclamation point, on the doings last night before a solid crowd of over 3,000 in the Assembly Hall. And Indiana joining a couple of other brethren from the Big Ten, namely Iowa and also Michigan, who won its 25th game of the year. They blistered St. John 60-40. Iowa's now 120 as they win at home by 18 over Colorado State. So three of the eight teams in the Elite Eight all hail from the Big Ten. Villanova, by the way, out of the Big East, had a 2-point overtime win on the road at James Madison. They're now 19-14. Again, tickets on sale. If you want more information, iuhoosiers.com. But Elite Eight time for the women. Well, due to the impending weather, I know the sun is out shining brightly, but that being said, Michelle Gardner's softballers, they've been hot lately. They've won 8 of 9 games. They're at home, and a rescheduling of sorts. They'll play 2 today, the last one at 6, and that'll be on the Big Ten Network. They open up against the Rutgers Scarlet Knights, so Indiana back to the 500 mark there. The baseballers also open up Big Ten play. They're up in the Chicagoland area in Evanston against the Northwestern Wildcat. While that is going on, track and field activity, the Big Ten Pac-12 invite is being held this weekend. Ron Helmer's got his crew out there for competition in Tempe, Arizona. Water polo, we have Indiana playing at Michigan, a longtime rival in the CWPA, and also tennis. We can scoot outdoors, weather permitting. If not, we'll go into the tennis center as Ramiro Asqui's Netters will take on 10th-ranked Michigan Saturday, and then follow that up Sunday with a match against Michigan State, both of them at 11 o'clock. So the Hoosier Tennis Queens are out with 10 wins and counting there. And also a note that the IU volleyball team will open spring competition tonight, hosting its annual spring bash with Indiana State. Things will start over at UGym at 6 o'clock. They'll start with some scrimmage and drills before the two will play a best 2 out of 3 match tonight at UGym, and then following the players and staff, Sherry Dunbar, Cruzan, and crew will talk and chat with the fans and sign some autographs. Back to, let's just stay with March Madness and talk a little about what we have on the airwaves starting tonight. Our first game will be at 7 o'clock out of the South Regional down in Memphis, Tennessee, as Butler takes on North Carolina, to be followed by South Carolina Baylor, That will be at Madison Square Garden in New York. Then we have Wisconsin following them onto the hardwood against Florida. And then the highlight game will be second-seeded Kentucky against third-seeded UCLA. That'll be the premier game of the night down in Memphis, game two, at around 9:30 here on the airwaves. As Chuck was mentioning earlier, Final Four time at Bankers Life Fieldhouse, Hoosier Hysteria, will come to a close. We'll root those Twin Lake Indians on to victory against Attucks tomorrow night out of Indianapolis. Fort Wayne North plays Ben Davis for the 4A title. Frankton, Crawford County for the 2A. Lafayette Central Catholic and Tindley will play for the Class A championship. And also mentioning track and field, don't forget a couple of sessions. The 2017 Hoosier State Relays Indoor Track and Field Championships, 8 a.m. and 2 p.m. the sessions times tomorrow. All three of our Monroe County teams have competitors. We wish them well. Admission will be charged, and that is coming up tomorrow at Gladstein Fieldhouse.
Busy weekend, Joe. You'll join us at 7:45 and 8:45 on Monday morning to see if we need to add any more wood to the trophy cabinet. So,
well, that's the intent, and we wish the best to the swimmers and divers, obviously, moving right up the ladder in Indy and to the IU Women Cagers.
That's right. Big hoops day, and hopefully we're talking about Final Fours here on Monday morning.
Yeah, sounds like a plan. Julie, have a great weekend.
Thanks, Joe. You too.
Enjoy the hoops, Smitty, and we'll do it again on Monday.
All righty.
Joe Smith, 7:45, 8:45, Big Show Friday.